This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With the original date of the California recall election only 2 weeks away, a federal appeals court heard arguments yesterday on whether the election should be postponed, most likely until March. 11 judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals grilled lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union, which wants a postponement, and from the California Secretary of State's office, which wants the election to proceed on October 7th. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Here's how we got to yesterday's hearing. The ACLU sued the state, saying that punch card ballot machines made infamous in the 2000 presidential election are inaccurate, and if used in six California counties, would have the effect of disenfranchising roughly 40,000 voters. Federal Judge Stephen Wilson ruled against the ACLU and said it was in the public interest for the election to proceed on schedule. His decision was appealed, and last week a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed Judge Wilson and said the election should be postponed until the errant machines could be replaced. The three-judge panel based its decision on the Supreme Court's ruling in Bush v. Gore in the Florida recount case. In that case, the Supreme Court ordered a halt to the recount because the state lacked a common standard for recounting punch card ballots. But yesterday, before the ACLU lawyers could get out a full paragraph of their argument, Judge Alex Kaczynski interrupted.
We don't have the Bush versus Gore problem.
Kaczynski, a Reagan appointee who dominated yesterday's proceedings, argued that since California does have a statewide standard for dealing with punch card recounts, Bush v. Gore is not relevant. Score one for not postponing the election. But Lawrence Tribe, the Harvard Law scholar representing the ACLU, shot back.
It's a worse problem in the sense that the error experienced with these now notorious ballots is so great that they are not lawful to use.
He said that unlike Florida, California authorities are now well aware that those machines are error-prone and have ordered that they be replaced. On the other side, arguing for the state, Deputy Attorney General Douglas Woods said that even if Judge Stephen Wilson of the lower court was wrong about the law, he was correct in ruling that it was not in the public interest to postpone the election. Judge Kaczynski said that wasn't quite good enough.
He sort of missed it on the Voting Rights Act, right? Just between us.
No.
I won't tell if you won't tell.
Score one for proceeding with the election on October 7th. When Charles Diamond, a pro-recall lawyer, spoke in favor of letting the election proceed on schedule for October 7th, Kaczynski bored in on what Diamond would find to be an acceptable rate of error in vote counting.
10%, we are told, is de minimis.
50%.
In the reapportionment.
50%?
I'm sorry?
One every other vote.
Well, 50%, I think we'd want to take a searching look at that, but that's not what this case is about.
9 votes out of 10.
But this case, I say, you don't stop an election. You don't prevent everybody from voting because some of the people who do vote may have their votes counted erroneously.
Score half a point for both sides on that one. Two of the judges on the panel expressed concern that the 500,000 people who have already voted by absentee ballot would be disenfranchised by a postponement. The ACLU lawyers responded that a postponement was an inconvenience, but didn't deprive anyone of their vote. In the end, there was no clear indication of how the 11 judges might rule on the postponement issue. This panel is generally considered to be a little more conservative than the three-judge panel that ruled last week, and observers of this court say that a full panel usually reverses a three-judge panel. Perhaps the best moment of comic relief during the hearing came when ACLU attorney Mark Rosenbaum was summing up.
That is, Your Honor, the strongest case that has ever been in this circuit. With
perhaps you should have quit while you're ahead.
Guess who's the biggest clown?
With the originally scheduled election only 2 weeks away, the court is saying that it could announce its ruling as early as this morning. The losing side may appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the only major Democratic candidate running to replace Governor Gray Davis got some bad news yesterday. A Sacramento Superior Court judge told Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante that he could not use roughly $4 million donated by California Indian tribes in his current campaign. But a campaign spokesman said the money had already been spent. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.